In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If God is good, then why is there so much pain and suffering in the world? You've heard that question, right? And you've thought that question. We all have. If God is good, why all the pain and evil and suffering? And that question, it just doesn't go away. It's been there from the very beginning. Satan tempted Adam and Eve with that question. Now, these aren't his exact words, but essentially what he said was, if God is really good, why would he not let you eat from this tree? The basis of that question is, why doesn't God do what I think God should do? And we ask it all the time, right? All kinds of different ways. God, if you are really God and you are really good, then why all the war? Why don't you put an end to the wars? God, if you are really God and if you are really good, then why are people abused? Why don't you stop the abuse? God, if you're really God and you're really good, then why did you give me this addiction? Why did you give me this cancer? Why this disability? Why this depression? Why don't you heal me? God, if you're really God and really good, why do children ever die? Why? How could a good God let children and even babies die? God, if you're really God, then why would you let anyone go to hell? Are some of those your questions? Because some of them are my questions. Why doesn't God do what I think he should do? Now, on Good Friday, we didn't hear it in the gospel from John, but in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, they ask Jesus that very question. They say to him, if you are really the Son of God, then come down from that cross. He saved others. He cannot even save himself. If you really are the Son of God, then come down and then we'll believe in you. Right? Jesus, if you're really God, then do what we think you should do. If you're really God, do what we say and then we'll believe in you. So do you hear what's going on there in those questions? It sounds like an innocent question when we ask it, if God is really good and really God, then why? But actually, it's the most evil of questions. It's pride. It's arrogance. The basis of it is this, if God were only me, then the world wouldn't be so lousy. I would do a better job. I mean, do you hear it? That's the question. God, if you'd obviously just listen to me, you might actually get something right once in a while. Now, all of this Lenten season, for those of you who have been, are members of our church, we've been doing these seven vices, and they sound so evil, greed and envy and gluttony and lust and so forth. And yet today, we come to this biggest beast that makes all those other sins just look like snowflakes, like nothing. As C.S. Lewis calls it, pride is the anti-God. And we're all guilty of it. God, I would do a much better job than you. With pride, see, it's nice. We get to complain about how lousy the world is, and we get to complain about how lousy everyone else is, and we get to avoid this uncomfortable fact that we're kind of lousy ourselves. Pride is the sin which says, I'm not the problem. God, you are the problem. So, if Jesus is going to save you and me, he's going to have to do something about our pride. Because we can't do anything. Just try to get rid of your pride and see how well you do at that. You'll never get rid of it. So if we're going to be saved from it, Jesus has to do it. He has to put our pride to death. And so God himself, Jesus, has to become us. And he has to take all the sin of the world, all the suffering of the world, all the pain of the world, all the evil of the world, all the death of the world, and he has to put it on his back and say, "This is my problem." And that's what he does. He says, you remember in the Garden of Gethsemane, "God, not my will, but your will be done." Now, at the cross, they said, "Come on, Jesus, where's your pride? You're really the Son of God. Get off that cross." But Jesus didn't take the bait. "No," he says, "God's will be done. God is good." And just, you know, try to just think about how crazy this is. He's on the cross. He's bloody. He's beaten. He's bruised. He's nails through his feet and hands, thorns piercing his head. He's thirsty. He's laboring for every breath. And then we say, you know, here he is carrying all the sin of the world for us. And we say, "Come on, Jesus, if you're really God, get down off of there." But Jesus remains silent. There's nothing more to be said. God is good, and Jesus trusts him. And so he bows his head and says, "It is finished. Into your hands I commit my spirit." And he kills our pride. This day, Good Friday, really is God's answer to all of our questions that we ask. Why, God? Today is his answer. When we say, "If you're really God, then why don't you..." And God says, "This is what I did. This is the answer to all your questions. On this day, I gave you my only Son. I took all of the pain and suffering of the death and death of the world and put it on him so that you might be saved." Yes, this world is still full of that pain and suffering and death, but God has answered it, and he has promised that in Christ, it will all be taken away. So we bring our pride to the cross of Jesus. The cross is where our pride goes to die. And the cross is where we learn to utter these words with Jesus: "Your will be done." Not "my will be done." "Your will be done." We have insisted over and over again, "God, if only..." But God says, "No. Here is your answer." And faith trusts that God is good. We know he's good. This is what Paul says in Romans chapter 8. "If God has given us his own Son, Jesus Christ, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things?" If God has loved you and me so deeply that he gave his only Son, then how will he not also love us through everything else, through all the pain, all the suffering, all the questions, all the sin, all the death? God is good. Let it be heard today. God is good. He's not like me, praise God, and he's not like you. He didn't come down from that cross on Good Friday and say, "Forget this, my will be done." No, he's good. He loves you. He stayed on that cross, silently giving his last breath so that you and I could breathe forever in heaven. If God is good, shut your mouth, Satan. God is good, and this day is Good Friday. In Jesus' name, amen.